Well, some years ago, a seminal book was written by Holy Cross Father James Burchill called The Dying of the Light, the thesis of which was a number of universities in America that began under religious auspices and for religious purposes. Think of University of Chicago, Yale, Princeton, Harvard, you know, come to mind. But these universities that began as explicitly religious devolved by a slow evolution into completely secular institutions. One thing that Burchill pointed out, it's sort of fascinating, is the subtle way this happened. Usually by a steady stream of very small decisions, slight changes, modifications in the direction of secularization, but that conduced in the end toward this complete loss of religious identity. Now, he meant it as a kind of wake-up call to Catholic universities. He was saying, look, a lot of you are on the same trajectory. So, that book is interesting in itself, but I bring it up here not because of the university issue so much, but because it sheds a light on an analogous situation. Go back, 50, 60 years. Catholic hospitals in this country had lots of priests and nuns and brothers in them, as staff members, as nurses in some cases, as chief administrators. So the Catholic identity was very clear in these institutions. Now, with the decline in vocations, that very obvious, visible connection was lost, but there still seemed to be a lot of momentum in the direction of Catholic values. Mm-hmm. What's been concerning a number of people now for some years is that even those values are being compromised in Catholic hospitals as the administrators and staffs move further and further away from a Catholic sensibility. So this similar kind of steady decline towards secularization has been obtaining in the Catholic hospital world as it's been obtaining in the university world for some time. But here's what's especially troubling, is very recently this process has been given a very strong push. The secular state is no longer satisfied with this sort of just steady but slow drift towards secularization. It's been given a very strong push. I'm talking, of course, about the Obama administration's decision to require Catholic institutions to provide insurance that pays for sterilization and contraception, and in some cases, abortifacient drugs, all things explicitly forbidden by Catholic moral teaching. What's happening, it seems, is that the Catholic hospitals, as Catholic, are being pushed off the stage. See, here's why. They're being faced with a terrible choice, a terrible dilemma. If they cave in and say, okay, we'll provide this insurance, well, they've effectively de-Catholicized themselves. They said these Catholic principles don't matter. If, on the other hand, they say, no, we refuse to do this, they'll be compelled by the government to pay massive fines, which they can't afford. The upshot is, in either case, they are off the stage as Catholic institutions. Now, presumably, they might continue as hospitals under some, you know, auspices, but they wouldn't be Catholic. And see, I think this is an example of what I would call secularist totalitarianism. The desire of the secular state to control everything, to be utterly in command, and to force religious institutions into a sort of marginal position. Keep in mind now, the same Barack Obama who is pressing this requirement stood up at Notre Dame a few years ago when he controversially was given an honorary degree of law, something I was very much against. And he publicly and vociferously said, I am for conscience protection, meaning that religious institutions would have the ability to back out of certain things they find objectionable. Well, see, what this represents and why it's so troubling is he's gone utterly back on that word. Is there is no room for a conscience compromise. There's no room to back away from this. See, here's the thing. There are two types of liberalism. There's a more inclusive, tolerant form of liberalism that isn't trying to push religion off the stage aggressively, but rather recognizes the legitimate role, in fact, more than legitimate, necessary role that religion plays in a civil society. I would argue that most of our founding fathers were liberals in that sense. Think of someone like de Tocqueville, early 19th century, recognizing how important religion is precisely within a democratic framework. But there's also another form of liberalism, which I think is sadly on display in this recent Obama decision. This is a type of ideological, secularist agenda, secularist liberalism, that is aggressive toward religion. And that's why I use that, I admit it, loaded term, totalitarian. It wants a complete control over all aspects of society, and so it pushes religion, qua religion, off the public stage. It'll tolerate, for example, the privatized religiosity, which is why you'll hear this in the rhetoric, too, of the Obama administration. Freedom of worship. Okay, privately, you can do what you want. You can worship. But not really freedom of religion. See, which means a robust presence of religion and religious values in the public conversation. I would argue that's what we're witnessing now in this move. Go back to the Bill of Rights. So our Constitution is formed, and then right away, people like Jefferson and others said we need to have amendments to this Constitution, and the famous first 10 amendments called the Bill of Rights. Now, why? Why? Because Jefferson and company were prescient enough to realize that even this enlightened democracy they had put together, and it is a miracle of political philosophy, but even this enlightened democracy has within it something which is inherent really in all governments, the tendency toward totalitarianism, to want to utterly control the society. Jefferson, I would argue, and people like Lincoln, de Tocqueville, others, have recognized how important it is precisely in a democracy that power not be concentrated. I mean economic, political, cultural power, but that it be spread out throughout the society in different ways. A totalitarianism resists that. It wants to concentrate power. See, and that's why the Bill of Rights were formulated. To protect individuals from the tyranny even of a democracy. Because the majority can become its own kind of tyranny. Now, what's amendment number one? We often will stress the second part of it, that the government should not establish, you know, a state religion. But the first part of it, that there should always be the free exercise of religion. See, but what is that? It's holding off the tendency of the state to intrude upon the legitimate functioning of religion. It's holding off that form, I would say, of liberal totalitarianism. That's what's at stake right now. See, here's what I would argue in conclusion. People should be opposed to this Obama move, not just because it's anti-Catholic. It is. It is. They should be opposed to it precisely because it's un-American. It's an affront to the best principles of our own democracy.